This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
AstraZeneca says the COVID-19 vaccine it developed in cooperation with Oxford University was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic illness in large trials in the United States, Chile, and Peru, paving the way for its long-awaited application for U.S. approval. Although AstraZeneca's vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 countries, it has yet to receive the okay from the United States. Miami Beach officials in Florida voted on Sunday to extend an 8 p.m. curfew and emergency powers for up to 3 weeks to help control unruly spring breakers. Officials are saying this is not a typical spring break crowd. These are individuals coming into the city to engage in lawlessness and anything goes party attitude. U.S. Representative Tom Reed, a Republican from Western New York who was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without her consent in 2017, apologized to the woman on Sunday and announced he will not run for re-election next year. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Arrests from election fraud have recently been unsealed. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Among those arrested include two from Mexico who were accused of illegally voting in the 2016 presidential election. In a list of defendants obtained by the Epoch Times, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina identifies both as aliens. A slew of other defendants from 15 countries were charged with falsely claiming citizenship in order to register to vote. Officials say some also engaged in naturalization fraud and misuse of visas, permits, and other documents relating to voter registration. They face jail time and fines of up to $350,000 if convicted. The charges date back to the fall of 2019, though the cases were just unsealed.
In national elections, successful electoral fraud on a sufficient scale can have the effect of a coup. In a narrow election, a small amount of fraud may suffice to change the result. Even if the outcome is not affected, the revelation of fraud can reduce voters' confidence in democracy. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Michigan's next election cannot use Dominion voting machines in the state. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Commissioners in Antrim County, Michigan voted unanimously to hand count every ballot cast in the May 4th primary, avoiding the use of machines from Dominion voting systems. Officials can't use the equipment because of a forensic audit done as part of a court case brought against the county alleging fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The county initially reported a victory for Joe Biden before flipping the results in President Donald Trump's favor by thousands of votes, citing human error. Commissioners expressed concern that reprogramming the machines and then using them would violate a judge's order. Purchasing new machines would cost around $150,000.
April 19th is the last day to register, other than in-person voting, with the local clerk for the May elections in Michigan. March Madness Day 3 in the NCAA men's basketball.
It was another day of upsets at the NCAA tournament as three double-digit seeds punched their tickets to the Sweet 16 on Sunday. 12-seeded Oregon State continued their hot streak, fending off a comeback attempt from 4-seeded Oklahoma State to win 80-70. The 11th seed in the Midwest, Syracuse Orange, got by the 3rd seed West Virginia 75-72, and the magic continued for Oral Roberts, the Golden Eagles becoming just the second 15th seed to make it to the Sweet 16 after beating 7th-seeded Florida 81-78. Illinois became the first number one seed to fall, losing to Loyola Chicago 71-58. Top-seeded Baylor, Arkansas, Houston, and Villanova all also moving on to the second weekend of the tournament.
Dan Hrocky reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Still dealing with the cold weather and a little bit of a hiccup, so excuse me if you hear me catch my breath every once in a while, okay? Jack Maxey joins us now, and you know, Jack has been leading the way in dealing with one of those 800,000-pound gorillas in the room, which all has to do with Hunter Biden's laptop. And he's here to give us an update. He's a political commentator, co-host of the War Room Pandemic. Jack, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All right. Give us an update. Hunter Biden's laptop, is it a Russian trick, a hack job, you know, or is it just what it looks like?
It is just what it looks like and much more. And it's hard to say it's what it looks like when the vast majority of the Americans have no idea of the contents of this hard drive. I think that one of the worst things that we can probably start with is, why is it that the FBI has sat on this information since the 9th? Of December 2019, an American sitting president was impeached, and we had a full slate of Democratic candidates in the primary who were robbed of their right to be able to know this stuff. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden would never have been a candidate. Donald Trump would never have been impeached. These are frightening allegations, and the FBI and the CIA and other apparatus within our national intelligence are responsible.
This is quite the cabal, isn't it, Jack?
Yes, it is. It's frightening. We talk about this deep state, and people have spoken of this in the past, but this is just right in your face. This is a concerted effort to keep information from the American people that would have allowed them to make a rational decision as to who it was who's going to become the president of these United States.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, information came after the fact that roughly 15% of Democrats who said they voted for Joe Biden would not have voted for Joe Biden had they been aware of Hunter Biden's laptop.
Well, and this is also probably a stat that comes with a lot of speculation. I think if they actually knew what was on the laptop, if they actually knew how serious these allegations and facts are, I don't think he would have ever even been able to be a Democratic primary candidate. So
exactly. Yeah. No doubt. Break it down. Help our audience. Remind our audience. What's on that laptop?
Well, number one, the most salacious things are open discussions about Hunter's alleged abuse of his niece and potentially his nephew. His sister calls him a danger to society, a danger to himself, a danger to her children. This is openly discussed within the family. Hunter has several text discussions with his father about it, so that they cannot claim that they do not know. Dr. Jill Biden is an educator. His sister, Ashley, is a social worker under Delaware state law. If you have any information alleging child abuse, you are required under penalty of law to bring that information to the legal authorities in the state of Delaware. None of this was done. And so beyond that, those allegations were then later covered up by the FBI. But the really critical things, and I don't mean to make light of the abuse allegations, and I literally pray for that young person's safety and her future mental health.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But massive betrayal of the United States to the communist Chinese, massive betrayal of our interests and the interests of the Ukrainian people, particularly where the invasion of the Crimea was concerned, and also massive betrayal of our friends to the south of us in Mexico, multiple instances in Latin America where they were engaged in shady dealings all over Eastern Europe. We're talking about Serbia. We're talking about Romania. We're talking about Kazakhstan. These people were engaged in a global criminal enterprise, which at the heart of it was done to benefit the communist Chinese, help them gain strategic assets, both in terms of corporations and in terms of natural gas and mineral assets around the world. It's the most devastating corruption espionage scandal in the history of America. And if the American people had known about it, Joe Biden would never have been on a ticket. So the entire election, as far as I'm concerned, was undermined by the active measures taken by our intelligence services to protect this family. And everybody has to ask why.
Exactly. That's my question. Why? Why? I mean, we've already suspected all the three-letter agencies, FBI, CIA, just go right on down the list. They're rank corruption. But the Biden family seems to be the linchpin of all this. I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, family issues and this is personal. It's a personal issue. But yet, look at character still counts. And if you're that messed up that you are doing this kind of damage to a family member, so then, you know, everything else is on the table and it doesn't matter because your moral compass is messed up.
100%. And it's, I mean, when it comes down to the outright espionage, for example, Hunter was given $1.5 billion by the Bank of China shortly after a visit that his father took in 2014, where his father was the point man on China. He was supposed to somehow affect the withdrawal of the Chinese communists from these islands that they're creating in the South China Sea, sort of fixed aircraft carriers, if you will. There's a huge threat to global security, a huge threat to trade. And Joe Biden went over there and failed. But a month later, his son got $1.5 billion from the communist Chinese to invest in private equity through a company called Bohai Harvest. Now, I think it's very important for your listeners to understand there were two other partners on the American side in this Bohai Harvest. One was a guy named Devin Archer. Mm-hmm. Devin Archer, there's photographs of him with Joe Biden. There multiple times he went and traveled to the State Department, met with people there. And the third partner is a fellow named Jimmy Bulger. Jimmy Bulger is the nephew of Whitey Bulger, probably
right.
One of the greatest criminals in Boston's history. Led to a scandal that rocked the FBI because several agents were engaged with him. One of them helped cover up murders, may have participated in them. It almost brought down the FBI many years ago, but clearly they never fixed the problems because the FBI has again covered this up. And I don't think there's any coincidence in having a Bulger on the board kind of makes them turn the other eye.
Right.
For example, they purchased a company in Detroit. They called it Operation Hansen. The company is actually not called Hansen. It's Heineken Motors, but it is a company that makes, along with several car parts, it makes dampening systems for everything from tanks to jet engine mounts, clear national defense application. And
right.
This required CFIUS review, which would be Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States. This occurred in 2015. At this time, you would have had the Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Director of National Intelligence, I believe the Department of Defense. And all all of them signed off on the purchase of this company by the Communist Chinese. At the same time that this was occurring, there were several attempts to make purchases of similar companies with national defense applications in Europe, among our NATO allies, one in Sweden, two in Germany, and those countries rejected it. So our NATO allies rejected it on national security perspective, and the United States accepted it.
Got to go to break. We got more from Jack Maxey after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith,
service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we come at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking with Jack Maxey. Jack has, well, I'll tell you, he's been leading the way in the discovery of Hunter Biden's laptop and the rank corruption that runs so deep within our government that, you know, was first pointed out by Peter Schweitzer. And it is so diabolical and shocking that it still continues, and yet it has been stifled, purposely stifled, and the people, the American people, have been kept from the truth. And, you know, what we understand more and more about the Biden family business, the rank corruption, is unbelievable. And to think that he's the president of the United States, and this seems, you know, Jack, it all seems to be an extension of even the Clinton Foundation and what they established in terms of some pattern. There seems to be some consistencies here, and we were shocked to realize how deep and how, you know, how diabolical the Clinton Foundation was. And here it's like the Biden family business makes what Hillary Clinton, you know, did almost like minor league.
100%. I mean, to a certain extent, the Clintons were perhaps more crafty by running this through a foundation. Mm-hmm. This really just illustrates what I presume has been decades-long attempt by members of the Biden family to sell the office of Joe Biden. We're talking about his brother, Jimmy. We're
yes,
talking
exactly.
about his son, Hunter. It is over and over again, and always the Biden family's interests came before this national security of the United States and our allies. Everybody should be outraged, not just American citizens, all of our NATO and Australian, New Zealand allies who stand with us in theory against the communist threat of China should be outraged.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder, where is the outrage by these NATO partners, as you brought out? The other thing that seems to be missing quite obviously is, where's Barack Obama in all this?
Well, I think Barack Obama, to some extent, must have been aware. Certainly, there were elements within our national security apparatus who had to have been aware of Hunter's behavior. Remember, he had a Secret Service detail through most of this time. I have text communications in which Hunter Biden is being rescued, for example, in a hotel room in Los Angeles by the Secret Service. And he's obviously on a bender, drug bender, hooker bender, you name it. Yeah. And so this claim that they weren't aware of his behavioral problems is just outrageous. For example, when the FBI agent went to retrieve the laptop in Delaware, the first comment out of his mouth to the store owner was, "Did you find child pornography on this laptop?"
Oh, wow.
Now, why would that be your first question unless you already had some knowledge about what might be on the laptop or what might be the predilections for young Hunter Biden? Mm-hmm. That's an outrageous question unless there is an answer that you already presume that you know the answer to. This happens over and over again, and I think the key thing that the American people need to understand, the FBI has been in possession of this laptop since the 9th of December 2019. The information on there, the revelations from Ukraine, Burisma, the shady dealings in Ukraine, would have absolved President Trump of the first impeachment 100%. It never would have been able to go forward. So the FBI sat back and watched a sitting president, duly elected sitting president of these United States of America, be impeached when they knew that they had exculpatory evidence in their possession. And it goes further than that. You had Amy Klobuchar, you have Elizabeth Warren, you have Tulsi Gabbard, you have Bernie Sanders, all these people who were running in the Democratic primary. They would have never allowed Joe Biden on the Democratic ticket if all of this information had been known. So I would presume that those people should be perhaps even more outraged than we are because they were betrayed from the start.
Exactly.
And this is our intelligence services picking winners and losers, and we have to understand why it is that they would cover this stuff up. Many of your listeners will remember Peter Strzok, the guy who had the veins bulging right out of his head, the number two guy in counterespionage at the FBI, the one who was compromised himself with an affair with another FBI lawyer. And he's running, essentially, counter-espionage, or running it along with another incompetent named Bill Preistap. And he testifies against the president of the United States in an open hearing on Capitol Hill. And he knew about Hunter Biden's laptop. Yeah. And yet he went up there and did that. This is criminal. This is, I don't think the term treason is too hard a term. And so they have this from December 9th. We get all the way around to the general election. I see the laptop in middle of October of 2020 mm-hmm. and begin releasing details. New York Post does two articles. Almost instantaneously, you have an open letter by prior leaders of our intelligence community. At the top of that letter is John Brennan, Clapper, Leon Panetta, and Hayden. Hayden ran the NSA. Right, they declared this Russian disinformation 2 weeks before the election. Twitter took down everything that I had posted, declared it fake news. The New York Post was declared as if they had published fake news, 100% untrue. Why did they do that? We can talk all day about Dominion and semantics. But you want to hear real election interference. It started in December when they tried to impeach the president. It continued through the Democratic primaries where the FBI hid information that would have kept Joe Biden from being electable. And then it went all the way up to the general election when these people, using the color of their prior employment in U.S. intelligence, interfered in an election in the United States of America to ensure that Joe Biden would not be exposed before that vote was held. That, to me, is the biggest scandal I can even imagine, and all these people need to be called out.
How would they not know this, Jack? I mean, come on. You know, one of the things you do when you're running for office is you have your own intelligence, committee or, central command that is looking into, opposition research. How would they not have known that this was happening?
Well, they knew. They just obviously were confident that the Central Intelligence Agency and the FBI would back them up in their lies.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is very frightening. This means that our intelligence agencies are not working for the security of every child, man, woman, elderly right. person, future generations. They are working on behalf of special interests inside this United States, and that is not the American way.
Yeah, the diabolical thing, though, again, I want to stay on this point for just a moment here, Jack, is that, you know, all these candidates have to be complicit in going along with this deal, along the same way that we're going to find out that we're, you know, starting to see, how feeble Joe Biden is. But for the sake of the party and whatever other cabal or secret handshake that they made in the back room somewhere, that they would allow this lie to be perpetrated on the American people, and we have a compromised sitting president of the United States that is putting our national security at grave risk as the other world leaders look at his feebleness.
100%. And we have to ask why. I think I assumed that if they decided Joe Biden was going to be compromised, I guess they wanted him to be compromised by the leadership of our intelligence services, who obviously have an agenda outside of the democratic process for the future of this country.
Exactly.
That
well, that's
frightened everybody.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. That's exactly the whole point, Jack, is that this is happening outside of the democratic process. And people think right now it's about the Democratic Party. And I'm going, it's worse than that. It is something outside of it. It is this cabal. It is the, you know, these homegrown American oligarchs that are pulling the levers and controlling the whole dance here. Is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I have said for years that I believe Washington operates on blackmail, not on cooperation.
Oh, no. You're exactly right. Oh, they all have. It's like they took the files that J. Edgar Hoover had, and they've brought them to a whole new level, haven't they? They've got blackmail on everybody right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can thank George Bush for the mass collection of data. They've got all your emails, all your text messages, everything. All they need to do is look back when they want to destroy somebody.
Well, Jack, we look forward to continuing the conversation with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Jack Maxey, political commentator, co-host of The War Room Pandemic.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
AstraZeneca says the COVID-19 vaccine it developed in cooperation with Oxford University was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic illness in large trials in the United States, Chile, and Peru, paving the way for its long-awaited application for U.S. approval. Although AstraZeneca's vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 countries, it has yet to receive the okay from the United States. Miami Beach officials in Florida voted on Sunday to extend an 8 p.m. curfew and emergency powers for up to 3 weeks to help control unruly spring breakers. Officials are saying this is not a typical spring break crowd. These are individuals coming into the city to engage in lawlessness and anything-goes party attitude. U.S. Representative Tom Reed, a Republican from Western New York who was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without her consent in 2017, apologized to the woman on Sunday and announced he will not run for re-election next year. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. Lou Euler is with us now, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues, all those important things. Hey, Lou, how we doing?
We're doing fine, you bet, except for what's happening around the nation as a result of this new administration. It's chaotic.
Well, without a doubt, another guest said earlier, the Trump derangement syndrome is alive and well and active in this administration. I mean, because the decisions, the choices they're making, Lou, are just they're incomprehensible. They just do not make sense. They're deleterious, whether we're talking about jobs, whether we're talking about border security, whether we're talking about, you know, budgets. I mean, we've got a $1.9 trillion boondoggle that is thrust upon the people, and of course, right on the heels of it, the reality is we have to pay for it. So, okay, let's increase taxes, right? So, what the government giveth, the government taketh away.
I'll tell you, you have arrayed the litany of incredible actions. The Biden speech of last week, the first time he's really spoken to the public. He talks about the vaccines, giving not one moment of credit to Donald Trump for having pushed the vaccines into reality rapidly through his Operation Warp Speed. There is no credit given for the kind of restoration of our economy that occurred as a result of his policies. And now he's apparently going to go around the country talking about the $1.9 trillion bailout, of which, by our calculations, not more than 10% actually goes to relief COVID. The rest is a dead giveaway to the interests that they're trying to serve, including the public employee unions.
Yes, it's all the payback for him getting elected. He's paying back his cronies. That's what it is. That's what happened under the Obama regime. So nothing new, and lots of money going out. So no big surprise there. Again, what follows it is going to be a tax increase that is going to be devastating to the middle class, in addition to all the other policies that they're enacting, that's going to do more damage in terms of job creation and economic success.
No, you're absolutely right. And then along comes Elizabeth Warren's wealth tax that they want to consider. That is the single most devastating tax for any nation. It has been tried by Sweden and others. It drove IKEA and its creator out of Sweden for 15 or 20 years.
Right.
Only when Sweden finally ended the wealth tax did IKEA return and stability return to Sweden.
Exactly. You mean IKEA, in case somebody might misunderstand what you were talking about. Of course, that the great business, the great success story IKEA was, and here it is, you know, there's proof. And see, this is the thing that drives you nuts, Lou, is there's empirical evidence, and the same people that tell us that we should be looking to the science, we have science, we do have data here, and they choose to ignore it and just go full steam ahead for the sake of their own ideology.
That's right. And they're playing off the same script that earlier administrations did with respect to climate change as their justification for this new deal, green tax, et cetera, which will break America. We have become finally independent fossil fuel. We're exporting gas and oil around the world to the benefit of everyone and reduce costs. Look at what happened recently in Texas with the freeze that they went through because they've shifted to wind and to sunlight.
Yes.
And it's just nonsensical.
Right. Well, again, the empirical evidence is there. They choose to ignore it because they're pushing an agenda. They're ideologically fixed. And as Jordan Peterson says, you can do so at your own risk and you render yourself stupid. But we the people are going to end up having to, you know, pay the price for these bad policies that are coming down the pike. And these are policies that were rejected during the primary season. Even 70% of Democrats said that they were not interested in a new Green Deal. But, hey, look at the powers that be, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and that they know better than we the people.
That's right. And now they're confronting us with H.R. 1 and S. 1, dramatically changing the voting rules for America. And this will be the end of free and open elections if they're able to pass it. We're trying to mass a lot of phone calls and grassroots activities, and every one of your listeners should be calling their congressman and U.S. senator and saying, stay away from H.R. 1 and S. 1. That's the end of open and free elections.
Well, it's the end of our Democratic Republic, Lou. How does the Democratic Republic continue if H.R. 1 passes?
Yes. The kinds of rules, and the worst thing we did, of course, was to open the door for this voting. voting by mail. We have to have one election day. People have to vote on that election day, and they have to prove who they are and that they're a registered voter. That ought to be the minimum for open and free elections.
Well, they're not interested in that. They're interested in an outcome. You know, this is why I maintain that if they were so sure about the credibility of the past 2020 elections, why are they pushing so hard to sell us on H.R. 1? They know that they scammed the American voter and the American people, and now they're trying to codify all the illegal junk that they thrust upon the voter in this past election.
That's absolutely right. And as far as we're concerned, and I know you share this, and many other objective observers do, this last election was stolen. We have to repair it, and we have to restore the integrity to the election process for the midterm and then the next round of presidential election.
And, Lou, I'm serious about this. I mean, if we do not fix this, our democratic republic is gone. We will no longer. America, as we knew it, as we grew up with it, it's history. I mean, it's in the ash heap because there has been a wholesale takeover of our government, and the Marxists have come in. They have taken full control. This is what they were able to do with this last election in taking over the levers of power in our government, and they're running it right into the ground.
That's right. And then when you look at the policy results on our borders with borders and destructive policies for young people that are coming across, and the kind of march that the president and his people are trying to make across this country, it is devastating to the future of America. You are absolutely right.
Goodbye, middle class, Lou. How does the middle class survive?
Yes, no, that's right. And when you start increasing the taxes, as you indicated at the very beginning of our conversation, increasing those taxes on people who've just been through devastation of a COVID shutdown, that can be the final wrinkle. And so we must block it, we must stop it, and we must get people active now.
If we're going to save America, you're exactly right. Lou, how do they activate?
Well, they can come to limittaxes.org, our website, and join others who are with us on this Save America project.
He is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou Euler has been with us. Lou, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Thailand has done well in avoiding the impact of the COVID-19 health crisis, but they're still suffering uncertainty. It's just one of the many countries experiencing the financial ramifications of fewer foreign visitors and lost tourism income. Through radio broadcasts and media players, the Tide Ministry is bringing hope to Thai listeners who feel unsafe and afraid because their economy is collapsing. As Christians, we have the assurance that comes through our hope in Jesus, and it's our responsibility to encourage others to put their hope in Christ. Thailand is one of multiple countries on 3 continents where the Tide Ministry broadcasts gospel programming. Our daily Bible studies and sermons air in 30 local languages across multiple regions around the globe. And you can learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic by visiting thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. Alveda King joining us. Dr. King is the evangelist and director of civil rights for the unborn for Praise for Life. And we're going to talk about the original Coming to America story and also her about-to-be-released Roe v. Wade movie that she co-produced. Alveda, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good morning. And hello to all your listeners, your viewers. Just good morning.
Well, I got to tell you, I was excited, you know, and heartbroken at the same time to hear of your story, my Coming to America story that you had written. And, of course, for any creative soul that comes up with an idea and gets ripped off, that's a tough pill to swallow. But
you serve God
and not man, and so you had peace in this. Tell our audience this story, because this is the first time I'd heard this story.
And many people have not heard it. In 1980, I wrote two novels, actually, The Arab Heart and one called Image, and you can learn more about both of them at alvedaking.com. And I wrote the novel, and I began to shop it around. It went out to Hollywood and different places. Eddie Murphy, around that time, around 82 or so, or 3 or so, was in Atlanta, and he visited the office of Mayor Andrew Young. I was at the office, and I gave him the manuscript. I reviewed the manuscript with him, and I said, you know, this is about an Arab prince, but it actually could be an African prince. Mm-hmm. And as we talked, I felt okay, because I had proof of copyright, proof of access, and proof of similarity.
Mm-hmm.
However, they went ahead and Art Buchwald got involved with it, a writer out in Hollywood at the time and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he sued them. I think they paid him something. They offered me a small settlement of $10,000, but with a gag order.
Right.
You can't tell anybody you had anything to do. So we, my lawyer, Earlene Smith Montgomery and I did mount, after the movie came out, we mounted a lawsuit, went all the way up to the Supreme Court. They sent it back to the state. And we did not prevail. However, I tell people, I said, well, read the book that inspired Coming to America. And I don't have any bitterness, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not angry. But I feel like creative people should be able to work together without hurting each other.
Exactly.
I think that's very important. Yeah.
Well, it was amazing because even your children saw the similarities, the indisputable similarities when they saw the movie Coming to America. That must have really been a shock to them, because that is something that kids especially, we understand when things aren't fair, and especially when it has to do with someone we love like our mother. This had to be a tough pill for them to deal with.
And it still is. My children are all adults now, and one of them put it out on Twitter, and that's how people begin to hear, what, she did? How? And we even have a few book orders, and that stood. I still think it's good, but you know what the court said? They said two things. There's no new thing under the sun. Mm. And he wrote it as a comedy. I wrote it as an adventure and a drama. And that's how they changed the copyright laws of America. No new thing under the sun. So we can come up with some, I mean, some of the things are exactly in my book, in Coming to America, the first one. And then, but I did say, Bill, isn't it fascinating, Coming to America 2?
Yes.
And I won't do any spoilers, but I did watch it. So I think I'm still rubbing off on them, because there was an unexpected pregnancy from a one-night stand.
Yeah.
And the baby was not aborted. How about that? So
yes.
Maybe I'm still having impact after all.
Well, no doubt about it, Dr. King. Yeah, I'm sure that is part and parcel of this. I mean, it's interesting. No new thing under the sun, as they say. But how about George Harrison and My Sweet Lord?
That's true. And
just saying, right?
That's it. And, you know, the lady who wrote The Matrix, an African-American woman, I think she did prevail with her case after many, many years as well.
Exactly.
So it's just, but we can't have bitterness and retaliation. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And we just keep moving forward. But I think people should read it. It's a pretty story.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and the thing is that you're so gifted. God has used you in so many ways. And I think people are really surprised in a way, in a very, very pleasant sort of way, to appreciate the depth of your talent, Alvita.
Well, it's amazing, but I'm a creative person. And a long time ago, they would have called it a Renaissance woman. So, you know, in the Renaissance age, people were scientists. They could paint, they could garden, and they could do all of these wonderful things. Creativity, in other words, light came back.
Right.
And when light came back, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life came back. And so Jesus is in our hearts today, and that creativity, it just flows. We should open up ourselves and be creative. I believe we should be.
Well, I should. I agree with you, especially as we come into this Easter season and the final weeks of Lent, and prepare our hearts, for the resurrection and the realization and reminder once again that God has redeemed us fully.
He really has. And with that understanding, I move forward. I celebrate Jesus 365.
Yeah.
However, at Easter, that's very important. And we have this season that's coming to an end. People, you know, don't just give up something for men. Mm. Don't just remember Jesus at Christmas or at Easter, but always. Yeah. And then it's my heart as an evangelist that people will see Christ in me.
Yeah.
And I work hard for that.
Exactly. Well, God is good all the time. And I want to talk about what you and Nick Loeb have been working on for quite a while. You know, I think it's been at least 4 or 5 years we've been talking about Roe v. Wade. He's the executive producer. You co-produced as well this movie that is about to go full streaming here, right?
Absolutely. And Kathy Alwyn has worked right by his side with her real hard with the film. It stars John Voight, Robert Davi. My son, Jared Ellis, who's a great actor as well, is in it as the Supreme Court Justice. And Stacey Dash, portraying Mildred Faye Jefferson, the first Negro woman to graduate from Harvard School of Medicine and the second president of National Right to Life.
Well, the Roe v. Wade film is a full-feature film that shows the true story behind Roe v. Wade, not the lies that have been told by the liberal media for generations. Mm-hmm. And, of course, those at CPAC got a little preview, and it was a huge success. And, boy, they can't wait to have this hit, the market and really open the
eyes. On Good Friday.
Yes, exactly.
Good Friday. It'll be streaming on Good Friday. So make sure you catch that. And then we're doing some private screenings of it here and there. I'm doing one in Atlanta next week, along with Eugene Vigo. So,
Well, the statistics, especially for Black America, is astounding. I mean, this has really been a holocaust of incredible measure that even Dr. Ben Carson called out. But for some reason, the mainstream media doesn't want to pick up on this. But it's disgusting what has happened to people of color when it comes to abortion. And meanwhile, here it is. We've got the stimulus approved, almost $2 trillion. And look at how much money went to support abortions, not only here in the United States.
It's going right back to pay for abortion in the U.S. and around the world. We are one human race. We're not separate races. Trying to population control and minimize blacks in America is really a sin and a shame. We're one blood. So abortion is part of that vehicle. The more babies they can abort, black babies, the less black babies are born. And Margaret Sanger, the eugenicist, and she was into genocide. Planned Parenthood finally admitted that that was her agenda.
Exactly.
More recently.
And the fact of the matter is, the eugenicists are still alive and well. I mean, at the very core of all this, they believe that the Earth cannot sustain the number of people that are living in the world today, and that it's okay to call the herd, so to speak. So abortion in their heart is justified.
They're trying to be God, but they will not succeed. God is God, and the whole Earth is full of God's glory.
Well, these statistics are astounding, that in the United States, 30% of women will have an abortion by the age of 45. And what is really, travailing for the abortionists is the information. We know so much more now than we did in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was passed, because of the technology and the practical experience. And Dr. King, you've been very vulnerable to talk about your experience as well, to realize that, American women and men, dare I say, have been lied to and saying that it's just, like excess skin, it's meaningless. But women who have suffered abortion realize there's more to it than just some meaningless piece of flesh.
Well, there was the civil rights of my children who were aborted. Two of them were violated. And then I had a miscarriage due to damage done to my body through the abortion. Abortions are not health care. They're death care. They kill babies. Women die from legal abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Right,
so
exactly.
Don't know it. Yeah.
Well, Dr. King, I tell you, I am thrilled to be participating in the 17th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast with you. That's going to happen on Saturday, April the 3rd. And you're speaking there. I'm speaking. Pat Boone, Kevin Sorbo, our good friend Jonathan Kahn, Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
Even the pillow guy, Mike Lindell, is going to be there, too. So that's going to be a
super
great time. Yeah.
It is. I look forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah. But good fun there, too. Because if ever our country needed prayer, it is now. And this is what's happening, Alveda, is the more and more I see people looking up. They're not looking to D.C. They're looking up because they know that God is the answer.
God is the answer. And you know that little song, "It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer." We need to pray. People pray for each other. We pray. That's how we communicate with God in deep and intense and beautiful relationships. And we pray for others. And there's a scripture, God healed Job when he prayed for his friends,
Yes.
So we shouldn't just pray for ourselves, but we should pray and commune with God and trust God. Trust God.
Amen. Well, for more information on the 17th Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast, go to the website, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. And looking forward to sharing the stage with Dr. Alveda King as well. Alveda, as always, it's such a blessing to have you on. Congratulations. And we look forward to more great news coming by way of your ministry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.